It's a complete lie. Everything, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta is doing is he's complying, I suspect, with the large amount of money that they've received to protect the military medical industrial complex and to continue the false lie, the covenant of death with the vaccine.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. So glad to have you back. Thanks for tuning in. That was Dr. Jim Thorpe, who was just fired from St. Mary's Hospital for telling the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and how it can harm pregnant women and their babies. And in that clip, he was talking about Sanjay Gupta, a known liar on CNN who is now running cover for Big Pharma regarding the cardiac arrest of LeBron James' son. Friends, this is a must-listen, must-share interview. Please spread it far and wide. And before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in, guys. I'm absolutely fit to be tied. I'm enraged today. So much news to share with you. Before I welcome my guest, I want to bring this to your attention, because as you all know, none of this is normal. Hashtag died suddenly news. Don't tell anyone I told you, but smart folks are starting to suspect it may be a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine that's causing all of these issues, friends. This from Dr. William Makas over on Twitter. mRNA and pregnancy. Women are dying suddenly after giving birth. COVID-19 vaccination increases risk of sudden death during delivery and in the weeks after. 10 new deaths explored. These are all young women who are now leaving behind orphans, friends. And if that doesn't make your blood boil, how about this? Dr. Jim Thorpe, a man with over 44 years experience in maternal fetal medicine, with over 220 publications to his name, and one of the good doctors at the wellness company. Dr. Jim Thorpe was just fired by SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital after telling the truth about COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccines, they're really bioweapons, friends, and their impact on pregnant women. Guess what? I have him here right now, Dr. Jim Thorpe, a truth teller and a man who is standing for humanity as opposed to those who stand against it. Welcome to the show.
John, God bless you. Thank you for having me on your brilliant platform. I'm a fan.
God bless you. I'm a fan of yours as well. I'm a fan of the wellness company. And I want people to know that when things get bad again because of the next pandemic, you will be able to count on the good doctors, friends, at the wellness company. More on that later in the show. But I also want to share this news. LeBron James' son, Bronny, has just had a cardiac arrest at a basketball practice for USC. And guess what, friends? CNN and Sanjay Gupta are immediately running cover for Big Pharma, Pfizer, and the bioweapon. Jim, if you don't mind, I do want to share a little bit from CNN and Sanjay Gupta in just one second, because right on cue, Sanjay and CNN are running cover for Big Pharma, Pfizer, and the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Here's what CNN will never show their dwindling audience of normies: the known adverse event outcomes that would happen to those who took the COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccines, including myocarditis, pericarditis, cardiac arrest, and yes, death, friends. You'll never, ever see that slide from CNN, who says this about Bronny James.
So cardiac arrest while at a practice yesterday, importantly and crucially, before we have any more discussion, resting comfortably, no longer in the ICU. Let's get right to CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, you've now seen the same. Andy Scholes, I'm told, is with us as well. Sanjay, you've now seen this statement. Give us a sense of what you see here, what this means to you.
I want to pause it right there. Dr. Thorpe, please weigh in at any moment. I will pause this at your leisure so that you can comment, because you're going to hear this vaccine show, this big pharma show, Sanjay Gupta, tell the American people that these types of cardiac events happen thousands of times a year to young, healthy people like LeBron James' son.
I may just add that, as you are well aware, it's reported that one of the broadcasters of CNN took $5 million from Pfizer to promote and support the false death shot narrative.
You know, let me just comment on that. I have seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr. allege that Anderson Cooper took millions of dollars. You say $5 million. My recollection is RFK Jr. said $12 million to push the vaccine on CNN. No, you're absolutely right. It needs to be said. These people are bought and paid for, and their dwindling audience of normies evidently will never wake up. So here's some what I think are blatant lies from Sanjay Gupta.
Well, so he's 18 years old. Sounds like he had this sudden cardiac arrest. There was a very fast, it sounds like, resuscitation taken to the hospital. But as you point out, given the fact that he was in the intensive care unit, but was then able to leave the intensive care unit and is on a general care floor, that is obviously the most important sort of headline there. Obviously, the cardiac arrest, what exactly triggered that, what caused that, that's what the doctors are going to be sort of investigating over the next several days. This is rare. We know that a few thousand people who are young athletes do suffer sudden cardiac arrests every year.
I want to pause it there. He just said it's rare. Then he said a few thousand athletes suffer cardiac arrest per year. I'm going to come back to you, and then we'll continue playing this clip. Dr. Thorpe, in my experience growing up on planet Earth, at least until 2 years ago, that was not the case. I don't remember men dropping dead in the prime of their lives on the basketball court. And by the way, LeBron James' son, he did almost die. They had to resuscitate him. They saved his life. More on that in a minute. There's nothing about this that's normal, Dr. Thorpe, in my view.
Sean, you're absolutely correct. They're trying to normalize this. Listen, we know people have tracked the athletes all over the world, and there is a massive surge in cardiac arrests and sudden deaths. And let me just say this, that the illustrious part of the what I now term, you call it what you want, I've termed it the military medical industrial complex, because that's what it's morphed into, that it composed of not just our government, but also now the DOD, as you know, and all of the healthcare centers, all of the medical boards, all of the mainstream mockingbird media pushing this narrative. Now, what I've called this narrative, and I think since you are well-versed in the scripture, is I call it right out of Isaiah chapter 28 in verse 15 and verse 18. It refers to a prophetic in the end days called the covenant of death. Now, I'm not suggesting to you that this is the ultimate fulfillment of the covenant of death, but I am stating, as a Bible scholar, that it is at least a partial fulfillment of the covenant of death. Because this is what happened. This has been rolled out as a fait accompli, a trillion-dollar ad infinitum cash cow for the military medical industrial complex. It includes all the medical journals, and that's where they're trying to brainwash the physicians into believing the corrupted medical journals.
I want to call that Bible passage up. Did you say Isaiah chapter 28?
Isaiah chapter 28. It's first mentioned in verse 15.
The covenant.
This is talking about the end times.
The covenant of death. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Oh my God, that is exactly what these people have
done. Keep reading.
Verse 16, therefore, Thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment Jesus. Also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. All that is hidden shall be known. This is part of the greater.
Go back to 18. Read 18. That's an important one, too. It mentions it again.
This is part of the great awakening. Verse 18, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it.
Amen.
Amen. You're giving me goosebumps. So is the Lord. Oh, you guys. You guys, I'm just so fit to be tied. I'm so upset. We're going to go back to the Sanjay Gupta lies here in 1 second, but you have to understand. St. Mary's Hospital has fired this man for telling the truth about what the COVID-19 bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine will do to pregnant women. Quote, the reality about the dangers of pregnant women taking the COVID-19 vaccine is terrifying. FDA, CDC's own data are unequivocal and irrefutable. It is dangerous and deadly. Pfizer's own data reveal that the COVID-19 vaccines are the deadliest medical intervention ever rolled out. Multiple other independent sources confirm these findings. Friends, I have Ed Dowd's book sitting right here next to me. Can you hear it? It's hardcover. Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. And now we have Bronny James collapsing at USC during a basketball practice. And Sanjay Gupta is going to tell you it's the same thing that happened to Damar Hamlin.
There's all sorts of different reasons that can happen. Electrical abnormalities of the heart. We know, for example, with Damar Hamlin, it was related to something known as corpus commotio, which is a blow to the chest wall. We don't know what happened specifically with Bronny James. But in any given year, this does happen thousands of times. Sometimes it can be a structural abnormality of the heart that...
Yeah, I got to pause it there again. I'm coming back to you. That's not true. The commotio cordis thing, that doesn't happen thousands of times. It's extremely rare, Doc.
It's a complete lie. Everything, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta is doing is... he's complying, I suspect, with the large amount of money that they've received to protect the military medical industrial complex and to continue the false lie, the covenant of death with the vaccine. Let's not forget, okay, Eric Rubin, the editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, terminally corrupted, and that's just not my opinion. You know, the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and her name is Marcia Angel. And she has come out over 10 years ago and stated that the New England Journal of Medicine was totally corrupt. But just remember exactly what Dr. Eric Rubin said. He went in front of the FDA and he voted for the FDA to push this death clot shot in children age 5 to 11. And here's his infamous statement. He says, and I will paraphrase, we don't have safety data. We just need to roll it out and see what happens. Well, let me tell you what happened, Dr. Eric Rubin. What happened, Dr. Eric Rubin, is you rolled out a highly lethal drug in children, and it was associated with the death and injury of many, many children. And let's put it in Dr. Peter McCullough's quotes. What you did was you took a baseline rate of myocarditis from 1 in a million to 25,000 per million, 25,000 times the risk. And that's resulted in severe permanent injury in some and death in many others. So that's what you did, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, with your nonsense science.
Dr. Thorpe, let me just ask you regarding these people, be it Sanjay Gupta or the man you just mentioned, these people who have lined up to support the covenant of death, perhaps they've even signed on to it. Does this not remind you? I mean, it all reminds me of the Canaanites and Moloch child sacrifice. We read about these things in the Bible, and we can't imagine priests standing atop a pyramid and sacrificing children into a burning pit. We can't imagine people cheering for that and offering up their own children. But I guess as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. And I would say, as in the days of Noah.
Absolutely. Ecclesiastes chapter 1:9, what has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. And this is all the chief of this whole global operation is Satan. And so Satan is working through all of his minions, which is the mainstream media, which is unfortunately the great Satan, which is our government now. Iran was right. And through all the medical boards, it's my opinion, through SSM Health and all the other medical systems, all of the mainstream mockingbird media, this is all under satanic control. And they have a voracious appetite for killing children in the womb and sacrificing them after birth. And that's exactly what our nation is doing, Sean.
Yeah, they do. They have an insatiable appetite for the blood of children. And that's not hyperbole. In fact, folks, I would advise you not to do it. But if you're curious, you could go over to, yes, YouTube. YouTube happily hosts the Satanic Temple. And there is an entire, I don't remember if it's 7 minutes or 10 minutes, but it's long. And it's all about a woman enjoying the ritual of her satanic abortion. And literally, it'll make your toes curl, the information that they convey in that. They literally call a woman's abortion a loving ritual that that I guess brings a woman closer to Satan. And you go watch it for yourself. Their words, not mine. I can't believe how insane the world has become, Doc. And it's a shame that none of these football players or athletes like Damar Hamlin, who tweeted this, prayers to Bronny and the James family as well. We're here for you guys, just like you've been for my entire process after he collapsed on the field and died suddenly. We're told he was brought back after being pretty much dead. His heart stopped for 8-9 minutes on the field. I watched that happen live. And I wrote, it's a shame none of y'all have the courage to tell the people why you are all having cardiac arrests while playing. Hashtag Jibby Jab. Doc, can you please explain to me how in God's name St. Mary's Hospital could possibly have the authority or legal right to fire you for standing up for your patients and telling the truth about this thing as it pertains to pregnant women?
Yeah, I think it would be best to describe in my tweet from that I actually have in front of me, and I'm happy to read it, or you can read it. I can read it.
I think I have it right here. Right here. I was terminated from SSM Health System of St. Louis, Missouri, a $9.3 billion not-for-profit. That makes me laugh. Not-for-profit with massive assets in their foundation, allegedly for no cause. Well, you can read the rest. Why did this guy fire you? This is insane to me, but of course we live in upside-down world.
I do want to read it. I'm going to read it because I think, or I'll let you read it. Because
no, you can read it. I want you to read it. The people need to hear this in your words because you wrote this. I'm just here to give you the righteous indignation and platform you need because this has got to stop. If we want to save this nation from these beastly people who have evidently all sold out to the covenant of death, well, this is how we do it. We get the word out and we stand up and we take our nation back.
I was terminated from SSM Health System of St. Louis, Missouri. A $9.3 billion not-for-profit, in quotes, with massive assets in their foundation, allegedly for no cause by Mr. Kevin Elledge on Thursday, 6/29/2023, in a phone call that lasted exactly 45 minutes. Elledge praised me as being of extremely high moral, ethical, and intellectual integrity for 30 minutes, and this was witnessed by an attorney present on my end. Elledge described me as a, quote, model physician, end quote, to his system. Elledge stated that due to some financial issues that the director of the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine, the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, and the head administrator of the Women's Service Line decided to fire me. Elledge gave me the option of working for 120 days as per my contract for, quote, no cause termination, or accept a very large sum of money and sign a separation agreement with a gag order. This was not sent to me until after or towards the end of the conversation, the phone call. I told Elledge that I would not accept the money and that he needed it more than me. I then felt aggressive pressure to take the money and sign the agreement. I again respectfully declined three times, exactly 7 minutes after the call. SSM Health sent an email to all my colleagues and staff informing them that I was immediately fired from my clinical duties, implying a very serious cause. And then I go down immediately right under that, and I want, this is maybe the most important part, is some very important questions for all Americans to ask. Why did SSM Health fire me if the CEO told me I am a model physician for their system? Who are the three individuals that Elledge blamed on firing me? The lead administrator of the women's line of service, the MFM division director, and the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, the dynamic trio who Elledge blamed on firing me. Who are they? Did none of the dynamic trio have the ethical, moral, and intellectual integrity to call me personally? Why did not the dynamic trio ever respond to my repeated warnings and publications, which included Pfizer's own data and the government's own data showing that the C-19 vaccines, in quotes, were killing and injuring pregnant patients? Why did they censor, repress, and not discuss this with me in a collegial academic exchange? Did SSM Health receive monies from the Fed and enter into the binding agreement with HHS CDC like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecology did? And I'll insert here, that's what I refer to, Sean, as the covenant with death. My wife, Maggie, and a brilliant attorney, has done a FOIA request, and we have proven this. There's a covenant of death, which the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists signed, taking massive amounts of money and enabling them to, or I should say, making them unable to ever deviate from the death narrative from HHS and CDC.
Can I say something? The covenant of death. That's the only thing that makes sense. That's why they will not soften the narrative. They will not change the narrative. They refuse to step back from what is now clearly a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine that is clearly maiming and killing people all over the planet, as testimony from Michael Yeadon, the former VP over at Pfizer, has said, and so many others who are very smart folks who have looked at the data, like Edward Dowd, people like you. They will never change this narrative because they are absolutely committed, perhaps contractually bound, to the covenant of death. Doc, that's the only thing that makes sense. The words
that's
you
exactly
just shared
right.
is the only thing that makes sense.
That's exactly right. And my wife and I have published on this extensively over the last 2 years. There is this is not allegation. We got 1,400 pages between of FOIA requests between HHS, CDC, and the American College of OBGYN. And they sign a covenant, what I term a covenant of death contract, that they will never deviate lockstep from the deadly narrative of HHS and CDC. And if they did, they broke the contract. And if they broke the contract, they would probably have not only have to repay every single penny that they've already pocketed, but also there may be some other legally binding payments that they might have to pay, or legal consequences. I suspect that the American Board of OBGYN did the same thing. I suspect that the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine did the same thing. And these three entities, in my opinion, are responsible for killing and injuring massive number of my patients, not just in the United States of America, but globally, massive number. I suspect that SSM Health may have, I know that they have received monies from the Fed. I suspect that they signed a similar such covenant of death agreement with the government. I'll go on and continue reading here. How is it that SSM Health would fire someone who, according to many sources, was the major money producer for the system? Does that make sense? Why did they fire me? In other words, several sources internally, I've known for a long time, I read 27,500 high-risk obstetrical scans just in the last 4 years for the system. I was, several experts have told me from the system that I was by far and away the lead money producer for the system. So is it true? Is this true academia or is this fascism? Truth always invites academic debate. Deception, lies, and fascism abhor questions and rely on gaslighting, mocking, censoring, and firing. My curriculum vitae is available for anyone requesting it. I am extensively published with 222 publications, including 49 of which were related to COVID-19 in the last 3 years. Now, how many publications does the Maternal Fetal Medicine Division Director and the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN have? Do they have any COVID-19 publications? Does anyone in the entire SSM health system, their $9.2 billion system in Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, probably some other states, do any of them have the level of expertise of 49 publications on COVID-19? Important questions. Who else among the division and the department have read 27,500 high-risk obstetrical scans in the last 4.5 years? Who is the most experienced clinician and researcher in the department? These are all very important questions for everyone to answer. My recommendation to every person in the SSM health system and every American is to ask your doctors and nurses one simple question, and in quotation marks, are you willing to lose your job to give me an honest or truthful answer? And I'll expound on that. Are you willing to lose your job to save my life? I will tell you that most of the physicians in that system are not, in my opinion.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust. So we can talk about the cowardice of the folks that are playing along with this death agenda. It is a depopulation agenda. Okay, they don't even hide it anymore. We have Kamala Harris now in at least two different separate occasions saying that when we sign on to fewer carbon emissions and we sign on to carbon taxes for bankers and we sign on to depopulation, then our children can have more access to clean water and live longer. It's pure insanity. They don't even hide it anymore. And all of this, this covenant of death, it reminds me a little bit of a secret society. Do you remember when George Bush Jr. was being interviewed? I think it was on MSNBC. And then about a week later, Skull and Bonesman John Kerry was interviewed. They were both asked about being part of Skull and Bones at Yale. And they were both asked, what does that mean? Can you tell us about the secret covenant? And they both laughed and immediately changed the subject. It just seems like this is a death cult. It just seems like the people we're describing who are involved in firing you and covering all of this up, I think they might be signed on to a death cult. I mean, the covenant of death, I guess that is what they're signed on to. They're part of a death cult, Doc.
It would appear to be so. What's most discouraging is what I refer to as the dynamic trio were close friends of mine. They are close friends of mine. They've praised me and honored me and lauded me since I've been there. They're grateful that on every single week, pretty much for the last 4 years, I've given up my day a week off to serve them, to read my partner scans who are falling behind, and to take care of patients. They know my love and my loyalty to them and to my patients. So what's most discouraging to me is that they would suppress, ignore, and what I perceive as they appear to have fired me for exactly bringing this. I was Tucker Carlsonized Tucker Carlsonized is exactly what happened. They hatcheted me, in my opinion, even though I was the number one money producer for the department. They took a huge hit. And I'm told from several sources in the hospital, former colleagues who are loyal to me, many, many, many of them, that patient care is being compromised. The partners are unable to keep the schedule up. And, you know, patient care is compromised. What else can I say? Isn't that supposed to be their mission? But they're willing to axe me immediately because they do not want my voice and my platform. They do not want me on Tucker Carlson as I was earlier this year. They do not want me testifying in front of the Senate, showing what they are doing to their patients. They can't handle it. And if the dynamic trio, I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I go on National Library of Medicine and I can't find any publications from these people, the dynamic trio, two of which are doctors. You know, now, maybe it's on their CV, but I would invite you to call them up and to ask them. I'm not going to mention their names because they are my friends, but I would invite you and your audience to give them a call and to get their CV and see how really academic. This is supposed to be an academic institution, but the way they've treated me, they've never taken me in and said, hey, Dr. Thorpe, this stuff you're publishing is really concerning. How about if you give a grand rounds and how about you present the data? No, I gave them all these studies and many, many, many of them. And I was silenced and essentially told to shut up. One of the dynamic trio said to me, I'm just sick and tired of this stuff. I just want it to go away. And I said to that one of the dynamic trio, I said, this is not going to ever go away. There have been millions of people killed and injured. It's not going away.
Are you surprised? And I have a better follow-up question for you in a second. I want to show folks a chart. But are you surprised by the lack of courage that you're seeing from so many of your colleagues? I'm a little surprised. I always thought people had more spine and more backbone, you know? Red-blooded Americans, as you'd say.
You know, I am too. I'm very upset and concerned about where medicine is going. You know, I will say that there's a lot of people that that confide in me and say, you know, you're absolutely right, Thorpe. We know you're absolutely right, but we can't say anything or we'll get fired. And, you know, to me, I don't know which is worse. I mean, honestly, I don't know which is worse. What's, you know, because I want to give a lot of my colleagues some benefit of the doubt. Listen, Deputy Secretary Mark Weber of the Department of Health and Human Services rolled out this whole fait accompli, you know, when he buried the most deadliest drug ever rolled out by the internal documents of Pfizer, tries to bury it for 75 years, and then he rolls out $13 billion PSYOPs, fifth generation warfare campaign, to suggest and prove to the world that it's safe, effective, and necessary in the most vulnerable patient population, women. So that's a lot of money. That has never, ever been done before in the history of the human race, as far as I know, to put out that deathly of a narrative and to try to suppress a deadly drug and then counteract it with $13 billion. So I think a lot of the population through this $13 billion and the 300 influencers that received it are brainwashed by that. There's others that have a stakeholder. Some are just, you know, and I'll be blunt, this is how I respond on my Twitter to people. Number one, you're either dumb as a fence post. Number two, you're a bought off paid troll. Number three, you have extensive brain damage and psychiatric illness from taking too many shots, with cognitive deficits from spike protein damage to your brain. Or number four, you are actually a genuine gullible human being that fell for the psychological operations and the $13 billion campaign. It's one of those four.
You know, Catherine Austin Fitz, I've had on, it's been a while, but she talks about the red button, right? She talks about this criminal system and how we could bring an end to it by pressing the red button. Well, in a poll, when you talk to people who could choose to press the red button to stop all of this insanity, but as soon as you hit the red button, your stock portfolio will probably implode and all of your wealth could go away. How many people are still willing to push the red button? Precious few. That's why these doctors, these colleagues of yours, will not stand up for truth because they're afraid of getting fired. They will not press the red button, regardless of how many people die, Doc. So count your blessings, because when you stand before God, he's going to say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. The same's not true for your colleagues.
Amen. And that's, you know, to me, my father died and my mother died a long time ago, but I received my spiritual heritage from my mother. And also, I think I received from, she was a labor and delivery nurse, and I received from someone who's my hero that has long since passed. My mother knew this, Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis, in the mid-1800s. Do you remember his story?
Whose story?
Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis was a Hungarian Jew at Vienna, lying in hospital in the mid-19th century, around the 1850s. And at that time, there was a massive number of young, beautiful women who went into the hospital to have a baby, and then they died of what they called childbed fever. Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis figured out exactly what was causing it, and he was, in essence, completely censored, derided, and scorned, and he died a poor pauper. What he described was exactly how to prevent it, what it was caused by. It was caused by the young physicians going from the autopsy room to the delivery room and infecting the patients with probably group A beta hemolytic streptococcus. And there was no cure at that time, and these women would then die. There were some months when the death rate in that hospital were upwards of 50%. So, long after he died, he was affirmed to be right. But that's nothing new. It was the same with Galileo, same with many people. The people who narrate are group thinkers. Oftentimes, more often than not, it's not the group thinkers that come up with the saving grace, the truth. It's the what they call as the castaway or the fringe, like Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis, or like Peter McCullough, or like Pierre Corey, or like Zev Zelenko. I could go on and on. These, I'm in the process of writing a book, and I am, that book will be coming out later this year through Skyhorse Publishing. And the part of the book is going to be a comparison of the Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis experience in the 1850s at Vienna Langen Hospital with the death cult experience in obstetrics and gynecology with the vaccine.
Well, as soon as that's ready, I'll get you back on and we'll promote the book. We got to get the book out far and wide, just like Ed Dowd's Cause Unknown. I want to share a screenshot here in just 1 second. But I think this is mass delusion. CNN is gaslighting the American people, those that still watch CNN, and they have a dwindling audience of normies. But this entire vax bioweapon story reminds me of the Ford Pinto story. I'm going to date myself here, but the Ford Pinto had its gas tank in a very terrible place so that when these cars got rear-ended, they would explode and the people inside would burn to death. And it took, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 of these deaths before finally Ford changed their ways, because Ford had done the math and they said it's cheaper to pay out the death benefits to these people than it is for us to change the design of the automobile. It was because of the mainstream media. It was because of intellectual honesty that finally the corporation was forced to change its ways. Now we live in an upside down world where we're to believe, Doc, that the powers that ought not be and your colleagues look at a chart like this, as shared by Ed Dowd on his Twitter, excess cardiac failures seems to be a spike right here, Doc. 2021, 2022, it's going higher and higher. I wonder what could be causing that.
This is such a good graph, and keep it on there, because What I want to show is that the United States of America has repressed all of this data. Now, he went into the UK and he went into this PIP database. And what's important is that he looked at all bodily systems, not just hematological, but the hematological or the blood disorders were up. He used it. He looked at years 2021 and 2022, not with just 2020, but he used it as a running trend for 4 years prior, 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. So that trend, which was very stable, for instance, the blood disorders in 2021 and 2022 went up. We're looking at almost 600%. We're looking at 60 sigma, 60 standard deviation, or 60 zeta. So for the audience that doesn't understand a standard deviation, it's very simple. Just remember back in math from your bell-shaped curve, and right in the middle of the bell-shaped curve is the line at the 50th percentile. And if you go up three standard deviations, that's going up to 99.97% of the population would be in that three standard deviation. This is not three standard deviation. This is 60 standard deviation. This is very similar to what we found in Fresno, California, with my nurse whistleblower, Michelle Gershman, RN, that had a 40 standard deviation increase in fetal deaths, all occurring after the vaccine rollout. This is irrefutable. It reminds me of what Jesus repeatedly said to the seven churches in Revelation. Let he that has an ear, let he that has an eye, let them hear and see the truth. They can't see it. They won't see it. And one more verse, if I will, from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe to those who put evil for good and good for evil, who put light for darkness for light and light for darkness, bitterness for sweet and sweet for bitter. This is exactly where we are.
And better for them that would hurt one of these little ones who would believeth in me to tie a millstone around their neck and cast themselves into the depths of the sea. I got to tell you, Doc, there's a special place in hell for these people that continue to push this agenda. And Sanjay Gupta over at CNN, I think if his orders back in the day with that Ford Pinto controversy, if his orders were to protect Ford at all costs, he or somebody like him, I guess a car expert, would come on the broadcast and gaslight the American people and say, you know what? It's due to climate change. The roads are getting so hot. The asphalt is causing the rubber and the tires to heat up. And that's what's sparking these fuel tanks to explode, when all anyone need do is look at the engineering of the vehicle to figure it out, just like you all have looked at the engineering of this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and figured out that it is not a vaccine. It is indeed intended to harm and kill. That's what it is. And the people pushing this, may God have mercy on their soul, Doc. So what are you going to do? You need to sue the hell out of these people. I know Todd Callender's probably too busy to take on your case, but you let me know. I will help you any way I can. Let's publicize this. These people, I guess they were willing to give you God knows what the payout was if you would just shut up and sign the gag order, but you are a godly man and you refuse to do so. Boy, you got blessings coming your way, my friend. You've got karma, good karma in spades coming your way.
Well, doesn't it say that in Galatians? Doesn't it say God will not be mocked. He who reaps will sow what he reaps. And that, you know, this is why I feel very badly for my friends back at SSM Health, because, you know, they don't have to worry about Jim Thorpe coming on SGT and exposing the truth to Sean and to our listeners, or, you know, going and they don't need to worry or be threatened. They don't need to worry about my attorneys. I don't really care about money. I'm a descendant of William Wallace. I'm a Thorpe McCluskey. I'm a direct descendant of William Wallace. William Wallace says all people die. My quote is all people die, but not all people live, and not all people are willing to live for the truth, and not all people are willing to die for the truth. I'm willing to die for the truth and lose everything I have and stand before Jesus.
God bless you. You know what? Your reward will be great, but I want your reward to be great in this lifetime too. So your friends, your true friends in the real news media will not abandon you. You're welcome back on this broadcast anytime. And as we round out the conversation, I just want to show you guys TWC.health, the wellness company. Dr. Jim Thorpe is now a doctor at the wellness company. So when the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization pushes the next pandemic and they want to lock everybody down and they tell you they have another new vaccine and maybe you see people around you getting sick, this is the company to turn to talk to a real doctor who actually cares about real healthcare. And by the way, spike support, guys, this is a product that you may want to consider because we all know the spike protein in the quote-unquote vaccine is harming and killing people. Doc, do you want to just talk a little bit about these products and the wellness company before we part ways?
Yes, I'm honored to be with a wellness company. This is my family. We're developing a parallel healthcare system. And yes, we will make available natural, safe products for you. There's another product that I just saw, and I would urge, I myself am going to go and buy a ton of it, is Paul Alexander just put out a Substack, Dr. Paul Alexander. And you, Sean, and your listeners may be aware that there are warnings from several different sources that crucial, critical medications are not going to be available shortly. And that doesn't surprise me. So I've always stocked up on large amounts of certain antibiotics and certain drugs for my family and friends, and they've served me well. But Paul Alexander now, as if I read his Substack correctly, they have a new product of all the most a large available platform where you can order, I presume, I think through the wellness company, a large number of those critical medications that would include critical antibiotics and steroids and many others that may be life-saving in the not-too-distant future. So I, for one, will be stocking up a lot on that because that's just another way that they can, exactly like they did with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, it appears that they're going to be start doing that with more traditional life-saving antibiotics.
Yeah. Well, they don't want us to even have access to vitamins. They don't want us to have access to drinking water. Some states have banned the collection of rainwater. I mean, are you kidding me? Only in the craziest, most evil blue states, but we're on the verge.
Killing all the cows, right? I mean, yeah. Wasn't Al Gore, wasn't he trying to, suggesting that the farming industry, including all the animals, are responsible for 30% of the world carbon footprint. So he wants to kill them all and take all the farmers out of business so he can fly around in his exorbitantly massive carbon footprint jets to his massive carbon footprint friends and meetings all over the world, to his massive carbon footprint homes all over the world. What kind of upside down fascism is this?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's New World Order fascist dictatorship. And you mentioned Al Gore. If we were to believe him, then Manhattan should already be partially underwater. And guys like Obama should not have bought a $12 million estate on the coast of Martha's Vineyard, where, by the way, Obama's personal chef just disappeared underwater and drowned. According to first responders, he was found with blunt force trauma on his head. And as I tweeted, fell down on his paddleboard. Blunt force trauma to the head. Right. Mm. Got it. Makes perfect sense. Of course, nothing makes sense in upside down world. And guys, I want to say one last thing about that spike support formula product from the wellness company. It's the only product on the market to include two ingredients that studies have shown combat the spike protein, natokinase and dandelion root, that serves as a detoxifying agent that counteracts the presence of spike protein. I will leave a link below to the wellness company so you guys can check out that product and some of the others mentioned by Dr. Jim Thorpe. Doc, you know what, man? I can't thank you enough for your time. You are a kindred spirit. You are a man of God, and you are a soldier, a warrior for humanity. And for that, me and my entire listening audience, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. please keep us posted. We will help you and support you in any way we can. And tell me when that book's coming out. We got to promote that as well.
John, God bless you. Thank you very much for having me on your platform.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. Thank you so much for your time today. Guys, if you're still with us, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll remind you, please spread this one far and wide within your own sphere of influence on social media. We do appreciate your support, and I'll remind you every single day for free. You can visit us directly for free at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda in all of those CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, Mockingbird mainstream media, CIA lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
It's important to understand the rulers of darkness, the secret societies, the people causing all of these problems for us, like the vaccines, the wars that we don't want to be involved in that just came out of nowhere, the famine that doesn't make any sense at all with modern technology, so-called wildfires started by Antifa all over the place, burning the skies red, polluting the air. You see this sort of like end of the world scenario happening because these people are trying to bring about their new world order, which is essentially the book of Revelation. They're trying to reverse engineer the book of Revelation and bring about exactly those events. They're trying to beat God. That is their religion.